Alrighty. we're recording.
Yay!
Alright. So, last time, you five adventurers made your way into the city of Phandalin, a mining town south of the city of Neverwinter, down here. You met up with the kind of local towns leader slash play producer.
That's right.
Those plays are so bad.
I mean, we don't know that.
Oh, I can tell.
Okay.
One Harbin Wester, who gave you guys some quests to go on, should you choose to accept them. You guys ended up going to the gnomish settlement of Nomengard to warn them about the white dragon in the area and to get some magical goods to help you in your dragon fight. When you got there, you found out that one of the two gnome kings had gone a little bit mad and paranoid after he was attacked by a mimic. So you were able to defeat the mimic, restore order to the gnome settlement, get some cool stuff, and Dennis's character, Kire, was able to steal a book that didn't belong to him.
I did steal.
You most certainly.
So let's just let you off there.
Just borrowing
it. Innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, guess what? I'm the DM. So, you're guilty.
I mean, I think in general, you're just guilty until proven innocent. That's just
the special rule for.
That's just wrong. That's how you present yourself.
Alright, so that left you with two other quests.
Okay.
There is a, which I'll pass around and take a look at these. There's the Dwarven Excavation Quest, where there's some dwarf prospectors who found some ancient dwarven ruins in the mountains southwest of the city, and they began an archaeological dig for treasure relics. All you have to do is go there and warn them that a white dragon has moved into the area, and for doing that, you'll get 50 gold pieces.
Easy peasy.
A local midwife, an acolyte of Shantaya named Adabra Gwyn, lives by herself in a stone windmill on the side of a hill a few miles south of Phandalin. With dragon sightings becoming common, it's not safe for her to be alone. Urge Adabra to return to Phandalin. Once she's safe, visit Harbin Wester to claim a reward of 25 gold pieces.
So is there anything from where we're at now we have to take back to the town?
You get your magical goods, but you don't...
There's no people
we have to
ask. Don't
we get money from him?
Yes.
We will when we go check in.
Yes, he will pay you some money for...
So what we want to do is go to the other dwarven thing and then get the lady, because she has to be escorted, right?
Mm-hmm. Presumably.
Presumably. This is the dwarven excavation.
And the lady is between us and the dwarven excavation, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
I remember my geography.
Yes.
Is there any way that we can go to the dwarven excavation and then on the way back get the lady?
That's what I was thinking.
You can. I mean, you'd pretty much be going past her, then coming back for her, then going back up.
Is it a huge time suck?
I think it's like...
Because don't we have to escort her back to town anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't make sense for us to go there, come back, and then go past her.
Why do we have to escort her again?
Because she's a little old lady.
Well, she's a midwife, yeah.
And she's kind of in need.
Yeah.
She lives by herself out in the wild.
Otherwise, we'd be sending her.
I'm pretty sure we should help her.
Oh, definitely, but I think we're just trying to figure out what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's worth it to go past her for right now and get the dwarven thing taken care of, because that's worth 50 gold, and helping her is only 25 gold. Not to
I'm
too
not in for the money here, right? I mean, I want to do good.
I'm here for the money.
I'm a pirate.
Well, that's a highly unlikely compliment.
No, I'm not.
Why are we hanging out?
No, I'm not saying that we don't help her. I'm just saying let's do the. Well, the dwarven thing, we don't have to pick anything up. So if we go get her, we take her back to town, then we have to go back to the. So so many more trips.
We can take her
she's basically on the way back from the dwarven excavation.
See?
Yeah, so we do. So we're here right now. We do the dwarven excavation, and then we pick her up, and then we go to town once. Otherwise, we've got to go get her, take her to the town,
come back.
As long
as we're going to go and get her and take her with us.
100%.
So. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Just the order that we do things.
100%, because 25 gold is still 25 gold.
Exactly. I'm not saying no to 25 gold. I'm just saying let's get... If we're going to die, let's be doing the better one first.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Uh-huh.
I agree with...
All right, so it took you about a half day of travel to get down to Novigrad. It's going to take you about another little over a half day of travel, so you're not going to be able to quite make it to the dwarven excavation today.
Okay.
So you're going to have to make camp and rest.
Cool.
Yay.
Which is fine. Who's going to keep watch, though?
Five of us. Four shifts or three?
I'll watch first.
Okay.
Is it four shifts or three?
I think it's three.
How does this watch thing interact with the whole spell or anything?
It doesn't affect it unless something happens.
Okay.
And nothing will happen, right?
Never.
No.
Chris said, ominously grabbing for his dice.
What does happen while we camp?
Right, so when you make camp, it's just kind of like this is all taking a long rest.
Yeah.
Lets you recover all your hit points,
mm-hmm.
Any abilities that you can only use once per day, all your spell slots.
Mm-hmm.
You can also spend. That's for us. So, and then you also are getting back half of your hit dice. I don't think any of you have used your hit dice yet, so I think you're probably okay there. Let's see what happens on the way.
I'll take a second watch.
We'll have an opportunity to do stuff before we rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so you guys travel across the kind of craggy landscape. These mountains rising to the south of you, kind of a forest stretching off vast to the north. So you guys are kind of moving from... you guys are over here, and you're just moving further down this way, following the edge of the mountains. What sort of things do you guys do on the travel while you're traveling along? How do you occupy yourselves as you're walking these long hours together?
Well, do we have someone entertaining in our group? I mean,
indeed we do.
No! You opened a can of worms.
I'm happy to tell you some of the greatest stories ever written.
So we just found out what we do.
Roll me a perform check. Let's see how great these stories are, Furioso.
Pretty good.
Chris, do you have your spare dice? I did not bring any with me. Oh, the good ones. I am there. Nice. Oh, they're so heavy.
Ooh, really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 13.
No.
These stories are okay. You've heard better.
What? From whom?
Most bars.
13 is not easy to get.
Yaro, why don't you make me a survival check?
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah, you're the ranger.
Yes, roll me a d20.
Okay. You're the one with the skills, yo. You're getting us there. We're freeloading.
That's a 16.
And what's your favorite terrain?
Skills to
my favorite terrain is the forest.
All right, so you add your survival...
All
so 21.
So 21, and then you also, because it's your favorite terrain, you get an additional +2.
23.
Nice!
All right, so Yara, while you're able to kind of like gather up like ripe berries, and you're able to kill like some small game animals, like to feed people with
some small game.
Hey,
that's a hate crime.
Oh,
that's
stop.
There is hella snow white animal. Oh my god!
So, are you hungry?
Always.
So, I'm going to collect some berries, right? No, okay, yeah, I go and hunt a small prey.
All right. making your way through the woods using your bow and arrow.
Yeah. Sneaking around.
Sneaking around.
Minding my business.
What about you, Kirei? 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 How do you pronounce it?
Kirei.
Kirei?
Kirei.
What can I do while we walk?
Frozen cave.
I don't know, for you, I know you abhor sort of physical exertion, so for you, I mean...
Whining?
Complaining?
Complaining.
Why do we have to walk so far? Why don't we have a horse?
Maybe you can, or just... Or...
Eventually you'll be able to find a cast spell that lets you summon a horse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just summon mount, isn't it?
I think it's like second level.
Can I just teleport all of us to where we need to go?
No. Teleport is a nightmare. Just so you know. Last session, almost died.
Wow, what a surprise. You didn't teleport.
Yeah, you roll a percentile die.
Oh.
And if you roll, well, he rolls a percentile die, so you don't know what's going to happen. You just
you've got a pretty good idea if you're paying attention. As Chris cackles to himself as he's rolling your percentile
or
die.
Or what he does is he rolls it and he goes, oh. That's what happens. That's what we know.
It's really bad. really, really bad.
I'm
you?
Trying to keep externals walking to a minimum, so I'm not going to go search for stuff.
Yeah. Bane, how about you? What's your demeanor like when you're?
I mean, I kind of just zone out as we're walking, but I do have that hole of collapsing, and so I like to practice with it. So I'm just like, I'm like, if there's something nearby, I'll kind of smack it. So like, I'm kind of whacking trees and bushes and things.
Okay. All right. So you guys march until nightfall. You make camp. Who's going to keep the first watch?
I am.
All right. Roll me a perception check just to see if you notice anything while you're keeping watch.
Nope.
So wait. I want to do stuff before we go to bed.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I want to summon my familiar so I can get that spell slot.
Yeah. Do it.
Because it stays right even through the night.
And I believe that that's a ritual spell.
It is, yeah.
So you don't even have to spend a spell slot. You just spend 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to cast it, like, immediately, you can cast it, right?
I think the casting time on it's 10 minutes. On some, on some.
Yeah, but if you use it as a ritual and you take the time, that's when it doesn't take.
It has 10 GP worth of charcoal, intense herbs. So I just need 10 GP, right?
Yeah.
So I'll lose 10 GP. That's okay. What can I get?
It's fine familiar, right?
Yeah. So you can get like a cat, a bat,
a rat, anything that has an AT,
basically. An at Star Wars walker,
like a little
an owl. I'll get a bat.
A bat
that seems good. Yeah.
All right. So you get this sort of little spectral shadow bat that sits on your shoulder.
Okay. Spectral. It's not.
Well, it's not actually a bat. It's like a. It's your choice. It's either like a fae creature, like a nature spirit, or a demon creature.
Demon creature.
Of course.
I didn't realize you could cast spells through your familiar.
Yeah.
Mm. Fuck, that's cool.
You can cast spells through it?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it has a range of touch. So as long as it's a touch spell, like chill touch.
Or shocking grasp.
Pretty fucking cool.
And you can also close your eyes and see through it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. I summoned that bat. I just wanted to, like, use that spell before we sleep, basically.
I have arrows on bow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you get your cool thing at the end of this session.
Mage armor wouldn't make any sense to cast, right?
When
that's
you're
like the beginning of the day type.
Yeah, that's when you cast it when you start the day on.
Go or about to get in trouble.
That's it. I just want to get the familiar before. Go ahead.
So, what'd you get on your perception check?
Four.
Oh. It's a quiet night. You don't notice anything.
No.
None of us are murdering.
What a nice
sleep.
Night.
And there's something in your hair there, though.
Who's taking the second watch?
I've got
it's
the middle watch.
I was like,
What is this, perception?
So when do I choose this stuff?
You can choose it now.
No. Okay.
Is it perception?
Yeah.
15.
Cool.
Oh, wait, do I... Hold on. There's something I do with wisdom saves. This isn't a save, though.
No, it's just a check.
Okay.
So it's a quiet night, though you do notice that, like, Kirei's new familiar is just, like, staring at you.
Rude.
All right, who's taking the third watch? Any volunteers?
If there's no volunteers, I will pick because I want to go to bed.
I'll take it as soon as I'll take it.
Roll me a perception check.
One sec. Okay. How does that work again?
You just roll a d20 and add your perception bonus.
Oof.
Fuck.
Rough, bro.
My perception bonus. What's my perception?
It'll be on your little ones.
Zero. So just the five, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Five. It's a
gonna die.
It's a quiet
tonight.
Watch, and you all wake up, and everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
But all the stuff is gone.
All the stuff's there. So.
Okay.
Colleen casts Find Familiar. Alright, the next morning you get back on the road. A couple hours later, you guys find yourself in front of this cave. You're in like this sort of canyon and you see this cave on the side of it. Your directions have led you here.
Is it bustling with dwarven activity?
No, it's actually oddly quiet.
That's unnerving.
Typical.
Does anyone speak dwarvish?
That's a good question. Maybe?
I do not.
But you
That's
do you speak dwarf?
Me.
Dwarf?
So
no.
It's on the bottom right, or bottom left.
Oh, no, I don't.
Uh-oh.
Wait, they don't speak our language?
They do.
They probably do, but it
they'll,
always
They'll talk about
with...
it behind our back, though, and they're not in their native tongue. Kind of like when, I don't know, Germans come to our country.
No, we see your first.
Ah. You speak my language.
Alright, so, what do you guys do? You're at the outside of this cavern.
We're just supposed to warn them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, watch out for that dragon!
Hello! I shout down the cave.
The voice kind of echoes around.
Maybe they're already dead from that dragon.
Somebody in there!
Can I set my bed inside?
Oh yeah, that's a good use of your bat.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to set my bed inside.
Alright, so your eyes kind of roll up in your head as you go into your bat.
Can I shoot an arrow in there?
No, I have in there.
Your bat flies. You fly in. You feel something whoosh by you.
And who has a better story?
So what do you see?
You fly in and you see the cave is a little deep. Eventually, you see a kind of a large stone wall of these large stone doors, and one of the doors like creaked inwards.
All right.
Creaked inwards.
Like the doors opened inwards.
Any blood or corpses or like
not that you can
dead
see.
People? No. Seems safe.
That's probably an overstatement, but we're going in anyway.
I'll have the bed returned to me.
Are there any like tracks outside?
No.
Like roll tracks? Me a survival check.
Can I roll two?
Sure, if you'd like.
Bad
Anyone
day.
Else? Survival, huh? Not my strong suit. Seven.
Yeah.
A mighty seven.
I do that.
You should do that.
There is certainly a lot of ground here to cover.
It's a 10.
That's okay. You add shit ton to it.
So plus your survival.
15.
It's better than either one of us.
Right. You do notice there's like some boot prints that go in here.
Boot prints?
Mm-hmm. Like a couple pairs. You get the idea that there's maybe two distinct ones that come in and out multiple times.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Relatively fresh.
Like small, big footprints?
You'd say like dwarf sized.
What is dwarf sized?
Small.
Okay. But wide.
Are there any bed prints in the air?
What's that?
Any bed prints in the air?
No.
What?
I guess your survival wasn't high enough.
Okay.
Are you?
Just starving.
The delusions have started, huh?
No,
the hallucinations.
Got some butter for your coffee.
Only in the morning.
So what do you all do?
Go in.
Yeah, go
march in.
Yeah,
like I got nothing to lose.
All right, so you guys.
Maybe they are deep at work.
You guys march down the cavern through the stone doors. You guys you see this. What looks to be like a ruined settlement. Like these kind of rubbly foundations where buildings once were, collapsed walls. And then you see off to the east, you see like another like 10-foot tall wall with some doors in it.
Is that where he went originally?
No, you've gone past that. You're so you're in this little ruined settlement that's right beyond that. There's another wall.
Okay.
What do you all do?
Keep going.
I want to check out the east wall with the doors.
All right. Head over. And you get roll me a perception check as you get close to it.
Is this this one?
Yeah.
That's a 4.
And then add your perception.
23.
9.
Nice.
You hear like the muffled sounds of talking coming from the other side. Hmm. So you can't quite make out what they're saying. Also, you suspect it might be another language.
So I knock.
That you don't
speak. Knock at the door and say, "Hey, somebody in there?"
Not murder.
Not that I've read you.
Murder hobos. Sorry, those are the best.
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior? Alright, so you knock on the door and call out for
be
anybody.
Friends. Don't hurt us.
Did you knock at the door?
I think so.
So you knock on the door, you hear somebody say, prevent.
Say what?
Dahlia Prevet?
Oh. It's not my language.
Yes?
Do you speak common?
Oh! Yeah. You speak the common tongue! You must not be dwarven!
No,
that's correct.
Come on in, come on in! Well, don't just let them in. Who do you think might be invaders? Invaders
already
don't knock.
Already through the door.
Invaders don't knock. You guys, come through the door.
If we were, you'd be dead.
Or at least attacked.
You really should be more careful.
So you guys walk through this door, past this 10-foot wall, into this courtyard from the settlement that you've come from. You see three heaps of rubble piled high in the area. And then hewn into the back wall, you see a 30-foot high temple facade featuring steps that rise up to a stone platform. Mm-hmm. Cut into the facade, you see a 10-foot-high open doorway flanked by crumbling, life-size granite statues of cloaked dwarves. And those cloaked dwarves are wearing evil grins on their faces.
Oh.
But standing in front of those doors, you see two dwarves that are not wearing evil grins and, in fact, look quite quite amicable. One of them looks to be a little bit older. He's kind of gotten, like, a long gray beard. Long kind of gray hair that he keeps tied back into a rough ponytail. The other one seems a little more young. He's got kind of like brilliant red hair and a long red beard. And the young one says, "Oh, what are you all doing here?"
We're here to warn you.
Yeah, who's in charge here?
They both at the same time say, "Me." They look at each other and they say, "No, me."
Okay.
All right, let's stop this farce before it begins.
The redheaded one says, "My name's Dazzlin." The other one says, "And I'm Norbus."
Dazzlin and Norbus.
That's right, we're business partners.
Which business?
Well, the business of archaeology and excavation.
Business of love.
You must be confusing us for the kings of Nomengard.
Like two
Does
Gnomish
that mean
you
have
kings.
A low value of items here?
Well,
oh my god.
We think there might be some valuable items in the temple there, but they kind of look at each other sheepishly and say, "We're afraid to go in there right now."
Well, if you fear that temple, let me also shake your hackles with the story of an evil white dragon that's roaming the area. There's an evil white dragon roaming the area! Who knows what man or beast or dwarf it will feast on next? We've been asked by Harbin Wester.
Oh, Harbin said, "Why don't you just say so?" Yeah, Harbin's all right.
Well, he sent us to let you know about the aforementioned white dragon in the area.
Yep. Feel yourself warned. Consider yourself warned.
Let them know.
If you would just sign this warning sheet to say that you've been warned, it'll be on the way.
Dazzlin says, "Oh, okay." Pulls out a quill, kind of licks it, dips it in his ink, boom, Dazzlin.
You're hereby warned about evil white dragon menace.
He says,
"This is all pretty boilerplate."
He says,
So much approval right now.
Now, before you all go back to Harbin,
we're already gone!
No, wait, we can make it worth your while.
Oh, yeah, I was and wondering we're back. Why they were scared of the temple.
He says we're exploring this temple for the first time, and you know things kind of grow in the darkness. Anyway,
mushrooms.
Long story short, we were in there excavating, and this kind of weird goopy creature fell from the ceiling and attacked us. Well, we're not really fighters, isn't that right, Norbus? Yeah, we don't really do much fighting. We good.
Devilish king kind of.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Until one of them locks the other one up in a room and ties it to a chair.
Anyway, if you could help us out, it would make it worth your while if you could get rid of that that sort of goopy thing for us.
Goopy thing. What does that mean, make it worth your while?
Yeah, worth our while. How?
They hold up a pair of kind of black onyx stones that are about 2 inches wide and 4 inches long, and they're about maybe half an inch thick, with like kind of smooth polished sides. These are sending stones. You can use them to talk to each other from a long distance.
D&D cell phones.
He says, in fact, these sending stones are brand new make. He says they have all sorts of features that other sending stones may not have.
Says they have eye stones.
They got an ultra wide lens in the back, and a telephoto lens, and a regular lens, just full of lenses.
So can we only talk to the? Can the two people only talk to each other, or can you talk to other people with sending stones?
Just each other. I mean, being able to talk to anybody would be crazy. Am I right?
Did you create these stones?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Chris?
No, like
oh.
you.
No, we bought them.
Okay, so not your creation.
From the stone store.
From the stone store. We traded our old sending stones and got some new ones.
Okay. That's a bummer.
Says, anyway, if you, he says, they're worth a considerable amount of money. He says, we had to pay 500 gold pieces. Last year they were 450.
What if there's loot in there?
He says, well, I mean, we're hoping to excavate it, but, if you help us, we could probably come to some sort of a minimal agreement.
Are you the only people here?
They look at each other and say, yeah. Okay. It's our dig, it's our find.
I can't ask questions.
That was a leading question.
No!
Are you the only victims here?
Are you alone right now?
Is your mommy home right now?
That's what I heard.
Do you have any friends and family that might miss you?
You're all alone in the world.
Maybe it's just my imagination of your character, but that sounded really ominous when you asked that.
It did. It sounded very ominous.
No, I was just curious whether there's other dwarves we have to watch out for when we go into that game.
Right, to not
kill.
Don't
want to, like, accidentally kill them.
You've been playing your character very well, though.
So, you know, when adventurers go into these caves, there could be accidents and stuff. Have you heard of the concept of insurance?
Yeah, we have archaeologist insurance. What of it?
Is it as good as the insurance that I offer? For the little fee of 1 gold coin per day, I would reimburse you for any damages these people leave in your cave.
Wait, are you shaking us down?
What does that mean?
we're good for insurance. We appreciate the offer.
That's sad. Okay. I also happen to know about patents, so if you want to patent those phone stones you have, nobody else would be allowed to sell them but you. Is that something I'd be interested in?
We don't really have... Our court system here doesn't really respect patent law.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
I should offer the patent for this to someone else then, and then once he establishes his patent, he's going to sell it instead of you.
I mean... We'd be fools not to consider.
Okay. So these two scams didn't work.
Do you have like a silent spell for yourself?
So hey, these people These evil statues that we've got here with their evil grids.
Hold on, roll me a deception check.
A deception check?
Yes.
Why is the deception and not it wasn't convincing and stuff?
Because you're not offering real products and services.
You're just trying to deceive them.
Yeah.
17 and then deceptions plus 4, so 21.
They're tricked. Maybe.
So they're buying a pattern for their cell phones?
Dazzle's like, well, you know, we obviously can't patent the magic item that we didn't make, but, you know, the insurance thing sounds like a pretty good deal. Norbus is like, no, you idiot, he's scamming you, can't you see that? Dazzle's like, no, I'm gonna do this. He's like, I'll pay you for a full 10-day up front.
Wow.
That sounds good.
He says, now, obviously, you know, how much coverage does that give us? How much money will we reimburse us if things were to go catastrophically afouled in here?
Well, that all depends on the insurance inspector. He'll come in and he'll evaluate the damages. And then depending on how high the damage is, we'll reimburse you for the cave.
What's the maximum, though?
The maximum is going to be 1,000 gold pieces.
I'd be a fool not to do this. You get 10 gold pieces from...
Seems good. No, you all don't destroy the fucking cave, please.
Yes, we wouldn't want our lucrative insurance business to take a bath this quarter.
Twenty-five more to learn one spell.
Is that all this is about?
Yeah, you know, if learning magic wasn't that expensive, I wouldn't have to scam people. I mean, not scam, offer my services to them, I mean.
We can hear you.
I was just thinking about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what's the deal with these statues? Are they, like, of a particular deity or... King.
Ooh, Norbus says, let me tell you all about them. He says, these are statues of the priest of Abathor.
Ah.
He's the unholy combination of a Swedish Eurovision band and a Norse god of thunder. Anyway, Abathor is...
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It takes a while, yeah. But... Yeah.
He's the god of... he's the god of greed.
Ah.
He's a dwarven god of capitalism, basically. So sacrifices of blood and gemstones appease him.
Mm. Why blood, if he's greed?
Well, you know, there's more than just money that people thirst after.
Yeah, but blood? Sounds gross to me. But 'tis not my place to judge other cultures and races. Except for lazy gnomes.
So rude.
Okay, so, he says, well, alright, well, we got a deal then. Sending stones in exchange for you going in there and taking care of that.
Ooze monster.
Ooze monster.
Yeah, we'll get around your ooze monster.
Yes, we will.
I'll do this.
Of course. I'll
bet they've been keeping that ooze monster.
I mean, they're going to give us
bottles
more.
Bottles.
They're going to give us stuff.
Okay.
One time I had a boyfriend, he called me the ooze monster.
Should we at least test that?
Thanks for asking me if I want
to. I don't like it at all.
Anyone else want anything?
Nothing.
More water?
Water. Thank you.
Should we at least test the functionality of those stones? Maybe they are scamming us. Test of stones.
That would be awesome.
They happily demonstrate their workability. But that would be awesome. Alright. So, you guys head up the steps.
Oh, man.
And then there's a hallway here.
Yeah.
And as you get to this hallway, you actually see what looks to be there is sort of this hallway that goes off to the north. And it actually looks like just a peaceable wall has opened up. You get the idea that this was a secret door that perhaps the dwarves found.
We call back, hey, did you find this? Was this door open when you got here?
Like, no, it was secret.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, how did you find it?
We had to look really hard at the wall to find the imperfection.
Nice.
All right, so You head into, and so this is kind of a hallway. There's this sort of northern hallway. When you look in there, you just kind of see that it's filled with, looks to be, not like just like rubble in the ground and garbage.
Wait, where are we? Sorry, I was
in this room. Where are we in?
Yeah, so you guys are walking in here.
Okay.
There's this little hallway to the north that's hidden behind a secret door that's open, and this room is just filled with like rubble and stuff. And then as you head further, you see this large temple. There's these four tall pillars, and what looks to be an altar at the end of it. And it currently appears to be empty. What do you all do?
Is there anything under the rubble? Like, have we...
In this room?
In the secret room.
You go up and look?
Yeah.
You go up, you... Roll me a perception check.
This didn't turn out well last time. Eight.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of crap.
They said the thing came from the ceiling, right?
Yes.
Can I look up there and see what's up?
Roll me a perception check.
Balls! It's not going well for me. Six.
You don't see anything.
Okay.
What if I look up the ceiling?
Nope, there it is.
There you roll there. A perception check.
That's, 10.
You could just shoot an arrow at the ceiling.
Nah.
You see what appears to be a little blob above the altar.
A little blob?
Nah, like just attached to the attached to the ceiling. It's hard to... It kind of blends in with
is
the stone.
Is it dark? Or why can't we see it?
What's that?
Why can't we see it? Like
oh, it, I was just going to say, it's the color of it kind of blends in with the stone ceiling.
It's above the altar?
Guys, mm-hmm. Look up there.
So
it's kind of...
Yeah, it's
something
up,
going on.
It's up here.
Huh.
Yeah, and she points
how
out...
How high up is it?
ceilings in here are 10 feet tall.
I'm going to poke it with my stick. My pole of collapsing.
Yeah.
I'm like, ha ha!
Alright, so you're going to get up within 10 feet of it and poke it. What do the rest of you do?
Stand
back.
Further
yeah,
than
stand
that.
Back.
Wait.
Yeah.
Alright, so the rest of you are standing back here by the entrance.
I'd be like, I wouldn't
yeah.
poke it with anything.
No, not
maybe
really.
We should shoot it.
And I'm
getting out a lot of half sentences.
I'm going to poke it!
Go for it.
That'll
get its attention.
Roll
and
me,
then we can start killing it.
Roll me an attack. Just
why is that an attack?
Just to see if she actually
because
made...
I poked it. 20.
She definitely fucking poked.
It explodes.
I've just been slimed.
It's not poking anymore.
You poke it, and this little... It just kind of wibbles a bit. And then the sort of pseudopod comes down. And on the end of the pseudopod, you see what looks to be like a face.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes, Plobite! Which is very disconcerting. But we're also going to do some combat. So everybody roll initiative.
Plobite?
Yeah, it's like
dwarven
a language. It's dwarven. It's a language you don't speak.
By the way, can I talk to Mr. Sparkles?
Dazzlin?
No, Mr. Sparkles is my bet. Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Is I speak bad or it speaks?
You can communicate with it telepathically.
What does Mr. Sparkle think about all that? Does he know this creature? Or this
he's got like he's got an intelligence of like 2.
I thought he's like a demon, and he's old and wise.
No.
But initiative is a.
They're not sending you the old wise demon.
Yeah.
They're not sending you the best demon they got.
So what does he say? Does he just say Matt?
What's that?
What does he actually say?
Feed me insects.
Okay.
Alright.
So how does initiative work again?
You roll d20 and add your initiative bonus.
Okay, so 11.
Alright, so you get an 11. What'd you get, Yara?
Initiative?
Sorry.
Here.
That
I...
Was this the right
one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always the only time you use these is for damage.
Okay. 8.
8.
Also 11, but I have the lower dex.
Okay.
A mighty 7!
Oh.
Alright.
My eagerness to engage this blob is not high.
18.
Alright, so Bane, you get to go first.
Okay.
So wait, do we already know it's evil and attacking us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you realize it's starting to attack you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna take my great axe, and I'm gonna try and chop off the pseudopod.
What is a pseudopod?
It's like it literally means false foot. So it's like what snails have, where they're like a blob, and then a little bit comes out. It's
gross.
It's an appendage.
Shouldn't we try to keep it together to burn it? Is this going to create more?
All right.
We don't know that.
That's right, okay.
Because if you take off part of a snail, then that just dies. Mm-hmm.
So roll me in the tent with your great axe. Are you raging?
Sure. It's 9 plus 6, so 15.
That will hit.
Okay. And 1d12.
Oh, you guys didn't see your initiatives if I do that.
Is a great axe a strength weapon?
Yes.
7, 8, 9.
9?
Yeah.
Alright, so you attack it with your great axe.
Ooh.
And you cleave it right in two.
Yay!
And then it kind of rights itself. And then both of them drop to the ground. And then they both spring at you.
Oh no!
Alright, and so they were large, now they're just medium-sized creatures. And both of them are going to attack you with their pseudopods.
Okay.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
They've got initiative? Oh, that's them. Okay.
AC 22 and AC 13.
The AC 22 hits, the AC 13 doesn't.
Okie dokie, so... blue one's acid. Ooh. That's no good. You take 13 points of bludgeoning damage and 6 points of acid damage, so.
And do I get any... I get some... Don't I get resistance when I'm raging? Sorry, I don't think it's on this sheet. Rage... you gain advantage on strength, plus 2 melee, resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing
yep.
damage.
Yep, so instead of 13, you'll take 6, and then you'll still take the acid, so he takes 12 points of damage altogether.
Okay.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Alright,
that is so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We leave that 25 there, you just put the... Because oh. That's your max, you'll lose your max.
So, it would be 25...
It's okay, 13.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Puts up Kire.
So. So there, like blobs, I'm guessing that they're probably not.
So you all are
poisonable.
Back here. So you're 30 feet away from her or from them and the jellies.
Okay. They're going to try to shoot with a fireball.
Fireball?
Yeah. Does it make sense to get closer, or does it not matter for
that? Doesn't matter for that, so go ahead and roll an attack.
Okay. I roll this how again? Oh, it says on the card, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry. 1d10 fire damage. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so first you roll your d20 to see if you hit it.
Oh. It's a 5.
But you get to add your spell attack bonus, which is on your probably on your spell sheet if you don't see it. At the top there.
Oh, 5, so it's 10.
Yep, so that hits.
And then I roll 1d10 for fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
1d10, 1d10. Is this one a d10?
Yeah.
5.
Alright, so 5 points.
Does it die?
No.
Does it burn?
It burns. It doesn't die. Alright. Puts up Basawana.
Alrighty. And how far away am I?
30 feet.
30 feet? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm going to cast. And there's two of them now?
Mm-hmm. Both of them are right in front of Bane, the Wanderer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is anyone. Can I get move myself so that I am facing them directly?
Yeah.
And none of my teammates are in front of me?
Yeah, you could probably go up to there.
Okay. And it won't go towards my teammates at all, right? It's directional.
Which spell are you doing?
Thunderclap.
Yeah, you could do it in such a way that would hit this, just them and not Bane.
Okay.
So pretty much if you come up right adjacent to Bane.
Okay.
So all right. Your plate.
So both of them need to make a con save.
Okie dokie.
DC 14. Really low.
Both of them fail.
Excuse me. Oh, that sucks. We don't add anything to our spells, do we?
Nope.
Ugh, gross. 2.
I thought it just as a D6. I thought it was 2D6.
No, it's just 1. It's 2 at 5. 5th level. That was kind of a wasted turn. Sorry, guys.
Doesn't that push him back? What am I thinking of?
Thunder Wave.
Oh, what was this?
Thunder Clap.
Oh, is this a cantrip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have Thunder Wave. I should have used Thunder Wave.
All right. So it deals them damage. There's a loud clap of thunder.
That sucks.
That's
dumb as fuck.
All right. So, Kirei, Yara, and Furiosa, you're still on the back. Mm-hmm. And you hear a loud sound as one of them falls behind you.
Mm. Great.
Those hovering just on the other side of the
right
door.
Right behind us? Or?
Yep.
Oh, great.
What about my familiar, by the way? Doesn't he have a turn in combat?
No.
But it sets on the card.
Oh, actually, no, wait, he does. Yes. Yeah,
just he's
she, Mrs. Sparkles, I'm sure.
Mrs. Sparkles, yes, I'll have to create a card. So you have to roll a separate initiative for her, though.
Oh, okay. Should I do that now?
Yes.
Do I add anything to that? It's a 2.
2. She goes last.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I think she has some action. She can, like, harry.
She's harry.
Yeah, she can help.
Anyway, we'll get to that. But for now, there is a second ooze that just drops right there. And I'm just going to roll randomly to see which one of you lunges at.
Wait, how many people is in the back?
You, and you.
Okay.
The chewy one, the soft and chewy ones.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Yara's a ranger. She's not soft and chewy. Yeah. So, it's going after one, which is you, Kirei.
Rude.
Yes, very. So you get a pseudopod thrown at you. AC 19.
What does that mean?
So your armor class is at the top of your sheet.
12.
12. Did you cast mage armor today?
Nope.
So it's just 12.
Sorry.
So you're going to take some damage. You're not going to like it.
But is he going to die?
Not as devastating of an attack as the one that was on Bane. I rolled much worse for this one. So you're going to take 6 points of bludgeoning damage and 2 points of acid. So 8 points altogether.
Where's that again?
It's in the center, near the top.
Are you dead?
Oh, 14. So I take?
No, leave that number there and just kind of keep a track of it in the box below. So
just like tick marks. So you're at 14, write what your new one is down.
So you're now at 6.
6.
Yeah.
Another hit like that and you will now get knocked unconscious.
Yeah. Oh, I don't die?
No.
I mean, eventually.
Eventually you can, yes. But not from going to 0. Alright, puts up Yara.
Yeah. Here I am.
You are adjacent to an ooze, and there's 2 oozes. So there's an ooze here, and there's 2 oozes down here.
Yeah, so the one that is adjacent to me, I'm gonna cast my Ensnaring Strike on them.
Okay. So what does Ensnaring Strike do?
It does. The next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
Okay. Alright, so roll me an attack.
An attack?
Yep, so d20. Plus your longbow bonus.
Is it this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always that one.
Okay. But you said for...
For damage, yeah.
Oh, so this is 7 plus 6, so 13.
That will hit.
Yeah.
And so it needs to make a saving throw for your snare, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what the kind is this? Constitution, or... Does it say con, whiz, dex, ka?
Strength.
Strength. It fails.
So that means
it can't move.
It can't move, so it's just fine. Okay.
Okay. And then you get to still get to deal your weapon damage. So roll me a d6 and add 4 or 2.
Well, this is well in hand.
Oh, sorry, it's a d8.
Is
it? Oh, d8
for your longbow. Yeah.
We're fine. Just three.
Can I use the longbow even though it's right beside me?
But they're little, right?
Yeah. Oh, right. You'd have this name. So, yeah, it would be the short. So,
okay, so short sword.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be a 9.
9 points, that's good. So you strike at it with your sword, and it these vines spring up out of the ground, and it's, like, engraftured, and it's kind of struggling against them. You do notice on the pseudopod there is just sort of this, like, face. It's kind of eerie.
Gross.
Yep. Anything else you want to do on your turn, Yara?
Yep.
So it says... Oh, no. That was the wrong one. Okay. A large charge has a one touch on the savings from... strained by the star, the target takes 1d6 piercing damage at the start of each of its turns.
Oh, nice. So it'll take more damage every turn that it's trained.
Yeah. A creature restrained by the vines or one that can touch the creature can use its action to make a strength check against your spell save.
Oh, so if it wants to get out, it has to skip its attack. So that's actually a really, really good spell.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you cast it on?
The one on you guys.
Nice.
Okay. So I still have an action left?
So you use your bonus, bonus action to cast.
Yeah.
You use your standard action to attack. Mm-hmm. So all you have left is a move action.
I'm going to move away from the one behind us that is ensnared.
Okay. Does restrain creatures...
So they're kind of in the middle of the...
They can still take opportunity attacks. So so if you walk away from the creature, it will get a free attack on you. Just FYI.
So maybe I just leave it then.
Okay, you can stay there.
Yep.
Okay.
Not running away.
Great. All right, puts up Furioso.
I will stride towards...
Now, you are adjacent to one of these oozes.
Am I? Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't do as much striding as I will just... Can I turn a standard action to a bonus action?
No.
Well then, I will merely heal. I will have the healing word on
Kire.
No, he's fine. On Bane.
Kire's at like 6.
Yeah, but Bane's fighting like 2 of them.
Okay.
And ours is like.
And ours is pretty
move,
restrained,
right?
And whatever. There's 3 of us back here.
Okay.
But it's healing word. So Bane gets back 6 hit points. You're gonna fight another day.
Alright, so you gain 6.
Cool.
And then I will yell at one of the oozes fighting Bane, the one that's already been damaged. And I will tell it to go back to Bill Cosby, you poor excuse for Jell-O.
That burns doubly harsh these days.
And it has to make a wisdom saving throw.
It's bad at these.
Thank goodness.
6 total.
All right, it takes 1 point of damage, but it has disadvantage on its next attack.
All right.
Which is the key there.
So that's some vicious mockery you're doing?
Yes.
All right. Puts up start of a new round. We're back up with Bane. And then it'll be your two attackers, Bane.
Okay.
Bane.
So, where are the guys?
So you're here with the two of them.
Okay.
And Basawan is there with you. The other three are back here with another one on it.
So, can I attack two at the same time with my great axe?
Just one.
What if I do, like, a sweeping?
Eventually you can get those things.
Oh. So, I'll attack one of them with the great axe.
Right. Now, the last time you did that, it split them in half.
Right, mm-hmm. But I don't know what else I can do.
Do you have anything that doesn't do splitting attacks?
Like a hammer?
Or something that pokes?
I've got unarmed, I've got great axe, I've got the javelin, and I've got a short bow.
Javelin, that's a stabby.
Javelin?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You want to deal damage.
Okay. So I'll do a javelin and just kind of stab it.
Okay. So roll me an attack.
That'll
hit.
Yeah. Okay. And then d6 plus 4.
And you're raging, right?
Yes.
So it'll be d6 plus 6.
11.
So 11 points. Ooh, this thing is looking barely cohesive. Hanging on by a thread. All right. It's going to attack you. Anything else you do? Bonus action? Move action?
What about reactions? When do those happen?
If they move away from you, you'll get to do an opportunity attack against them.
Okay, so I can only do it if it moves away from me?
Yeah, it's I think the only reaction you have right now.
Okay. Because I've got this stone's endurance.
Oh, yeah, so if they hit you, you can reduce some of the damage they deal against you.
Okay, I think I'll do that one.
If they hit you?
Yeah.
All right. So first attack with disadvantage. Oh, my God. A natural 20 and a natural 1.
Yay!
Yeah!
That's the way we do it.
So Furiosa just saved you from getting critically hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was some vicious mockery, I must say.
So I just get one.
The one natural one, I'm going to actually say it just kind of leaps at you and impales itself on your spear. It's dead.
Nice!
It had two hit points left. The next one, AC 10, will miss you, I believe?
Yeah.
Alright, and there, you look like a pretty tasty snack, so they're pretty happy just hanging out and attacking you. Puts up Kire.
So is this the one we already damaged?
Alright, so I guess these, there was two here, now there's just one left. So.
Yeah, because we
just... Is it damaged already?
It's at half damage.
Okay, I would like to cast Ray of...
Sickness?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I have to make sure no one is in my way when I do that?
No.
No, okay.
So it's cast an attack.
So roll me a d20. Or no, does it, Ray of Sickness just hits it, right? Automatically?
No, it's an attack. It's a roll to attack.
Yeah.
I can check.
Right. Make a range spell attack, it says.
Mm-hmm. So roll that d20. That's not a d20.
That's not a d20?
No,
that's a d12.
So it was 10. 15 plus...
Yeah, that hits.
It hits, okay. So now I roll 3... No, 2d8 poison damage. Which one is 8?
Mm-hmm.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get a
6? Just roll twice.
Okay. 7 and 1. So 8 in total.
Thanks.
Does it die?
No.
Damn it, I want to eat it.
You want to what?
Necromantically consume it.
Ew.
Eat it.
He wants to steal its life.
Ew. Alright,
so hold on.
Like
Ew.
So, right, so mark off on your slot spin.
Yep.
Okay. And
I can cast it again, right? Next time?
Okay. If you want, yep. Any bonus actions or move actions?
If I move, I get attacked, right? Because that other thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I just.
Okay. Now, if you want to get away from it, you would have to skip attacking. That's called something called disengage.
Mm.
So if you skip your attack and disengage, you can move away from it without getting
But it can attack me right now because it's vines, right?
It can't move, but it can attack.
I thought it can attack.
Now, if it tries to escape from the vines, then it'll lose its attack.
Maybe I should have not attacked and just walked away then.
Yeah. We'll find out. That's a lot of... You're next to the small ooze.
The small ooze?
Mm-hmm.
How's it looking?
It's looking pretty hurt.
Okay. Can I get two oozes in my...
No, they're on opposite sides of the room.
That sucks. Okay, let's do... Have they shown any resistances yet?
Slashing damage doesn't seem to hurt them. Slashing. It just seems to double them.
Okay. So I'll make a ranged spell attack against the one closest to me.
Mm-hmm.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Oh,
my.
I'm casting Chaos Bolt, so that's 2d8 plus a d6.
Alright, so you actually get to roll 4d8.
I'm going to need more d8. No, do you on this one?
Because you're double damage, because you rolled a 20.
I should have had a
d8. Well, you have to choose one of the d8s for the type of damage.
Yeah, so you'll get to choose from all 4d8s.
Oh, Lord, this is convoluted. Alright, so there's an 8, a 3, a 3... Watch, I'll roll all threes and a 4, and then a d6. 6, goddamn. That's this thing's super dead.
Is the 6 also damage?
Yeah.
Well, let's roll the d6 again.
Oh, right. And a 1. Okay. So. Thunder, fire. Fire damage, duh.
Okay.
And so that's. Math is hard. 25 points of damage. Fire damage.
So you look over and, or you look up, and then you see Baswana, just this huge bolt of fire just leaps from her hands. And
well,
just...
and it's a chaos bolt, so what you see is her go, ah! Because she doesn't know, it's like
and,
a black, crinkly...
And so it's just, it's kind
looking
of cycling...
Looking at it is nauseating.
Cycling between these different elements, like lightning and fire and... poison and acid, and suddenly it
lovely.
Just
mm-hmm.
it ends on fire as it hits, and just this like thing gets incinerated into ash.
It's good that you're on our side,
and it's gone. It's just gone.
Bye.
From the face of the earth.
Y'all golf clap. For the back.
Thank you. And then can I move? I'll get myself in position so that I can attack the other one with a range, not range, but a.
Melee.
Area. Right. Area spell.
Okay.
Next turn.
Alright, it's number 2's turn. It's going to take a d6 at the start of its turn, because of your vines, roll a 6.
It's a 5.
Ooh, nice. And, you know, it's got these vines that hurt, but it doesn't care about being hurt. It just sees all these tasty snacks.
It makes really... strange sounds.
All
right?
these, all these tasty snacks around it. Let's see which snack it's going to go after this time. This time it's going to go after the elf snack, which is you.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's going to roll an attack. AC 9. Will that? I think that will miss you. What's your armor class?
My armor class is 15.
Yeah, it definitely misses. So this just sort of pseudopod, you just move
slip
to the side,
away
slip away as it kind of comes out at you.
Of course I do.
It's like as the pseudopod's coming at you, your vines just like pulling at it, and just ooze is coming out of it. It's your turn.
My turn. Okay, so can I see where they are right now? So where am I?
So you are here. The
yeah.
creature's there. Kira's there. Furioso's there, and Baswana's coming up, kind of near you. So. And now this ensnaring strike, see the C
yeah.
there? It means it's a concentration, so you're holding it up. You can cast, if you cast your Hunter's Mark, this will go away. So
okay.
You can still attack and stuff, you just can't cast another spell that has the C next to it.
It's just one of them left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can just attack it with your sword if you want.
I'm going to attack it with a sword here, which is a D6, right?
Well, you gotta roll the attack first.
Right. That's a 10.
Plus your 6, so 16.
16.
That will definitely hit.
Okay, and now it's this plus 4, right?
Yeah.
So that's 10.
10, alright. It is looking pretty hurt. It is bloodied, which means it's at half damage or less. Furioso, did you want to move or anything like that?
No, I'm going to stay there.
Okay.
Fight together.
I will draw my rapier!
Mm-hmm.
And charge at it with a piercing strike. Ah! 15?
That will hit.
10 points of...
And charge at it, you mean you're next to it.
Right. Aha! 10 points, you foul beast.
Alright, you puncture it and some more of that just gross-looking jelly comes out. But it's still up.
Ah, I tried to steal that kill.
puts up Bane. You're 30 feet away from it.
Okay. Well, I can move 30 feet.
Yep.
And then I also get an attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll move up to it. And I will stab it with my javelin.
All right. You run at it all Don Quixote style.
I'm Don Quixote, the man of...
I, like, turn around, like, we should maybe... move apart.
As this charging, foaming Goliath runs up with this javelin and hits.
Yeah.
Roll damage. So it's a D6 plus 6.
Yeah. 12.
All right. It is hanging on by a thread.
Someone can steal this kill.
Kira, you're up.
I have to put it with necromancy if I want to eat it, right?
Well, no, if you kill it with anything that's a first level spell or higher.
Oh, but it's
necromancy gives you more.
So I'll kill it with necromancy spell. It's a ray of
All right, roll it. Roll again. Attack. Oh,
12 plus... Which one do we plus again?
It's
also the other...
It's plus 3 for you, right? Or plus 5? Plus 5.
Plus 5?
Mm-hmm. Plus 5. It's the top of your spell sheet. Very top.
Oh, right behind it. Okay, so 17.
That'll hit. Full damage.
So it's 2d8 again, right?
Mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
4. 12.
Alright, you suck the life out of it. It's dead, and you feel yourself regain 3 hit points worth of vitality.
Yay!
Oh, totally worth it.
Nom.
Aside from the sounds of, Bane's heavy, labored panting, everything's quiet.
Are you dying?
I have asthma.
Oh no!
What the heck?
Are you allergic
this?
To the oozes?
Roll me a nature check.
Nature check?
Yeah.
What is a nature check?
It's a d20 plus your nature skill.
Oh, okay. I can do that. 18 plus nature skill.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I find that?
Inside
or
nature?
I don't have nature.
So just what's your intelligence?
10. Intelligence.
So it's plus 0. So nothing. You had nothing to it.
18.
That's still a really good roll. so that is what is called an ochre jelly. They're these yellowish blobs. They can slip through narrow cracks. Their digestive enzymes dissolve flesh quickly. Pretty nasty stuff.
Good that we killed it.
Yeah.
I mean, just to check that we didn't do a mistake here, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Just because we don't.
Oozes need to die.
History is written by the victors. They needed to die.
Okay. So cool.
Slide the slash into a corner.
So should we look around here?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to
check the altar.
You go up to the altar. It appears to be made of like a nice limestone and is stained just this dark crimson color.
Ooh, like gross crimson or
like blood.
Ooh, okay.
Is it like? I mean, it's obviously dried blood.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you get the idea based on like just the like dust and still distance room that this room has not been inhabited for a long time.
So it's like a sacrificial chamber.
Yeah.
Do we get anything if we sacrifice someone here?
So maybe we can
find
out that.
Should we sacrifice one of the drafts on the altar to see what happens?
No.
No.
I mean,
oh, okay.
What's your alignment?
Troll.
Yeah. No,
you're swinging for evil there.
Okay. You just a funny suggestion.
I mean, if you wanted, you
it's just a joke, you guys.
You could always
down.
Prick yourself and put a drop of your own.
There you
blood.
Go.
Just a drop. Yeah, I'll try that.
Oh god, this doesn't won't summon anything.
Interesting. So you're gonna put a drop of your own blood on the altar.
Great suggestion to head that off, but oh my god.
Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
This is...
Oh, you sweet innocent child!
It's just a weird altar.
Sorry. How many years of D&D? What's the worst that could happen? You have no idea!
What are you looking at?
Give me your finger.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
What are you doing?
I just have like an arrow and I'm just going
to... Oh, she's going to help.
I think I'm good.
Oh.
So you prick your finger and put a drop on the altar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, take a drink first.
Oh, funny. He's got to hydrate for what he's about to do to you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
We have a necromancer, right? So it should be something
come
good.
Come over here.
Obviously.
Come over here.
Come over here?
Yeah, come over here.
Secret!
It's a secret.
He's about to get cursed. You need post-its, Chris.
Yeah, I've got post-its.
La 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 la. Secrets. We always have to make noise.
Yeah, I was looking at the sheet and where it says deception. I read depression for a second and I was what would be my advantage
Nothing.
In depression? Oh, like, ooh,
what
plus 20.
I mean, what
plus 20 and minimum,
so
right?
So he pricked his finger and a blood drop fell and then just sort of, like, just sort of, you know, it's limestone. It's very porous and just sort of, like, sunk into the stone.
You all right there, buddy?
And we don't see anything.
Are you okay?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah? Okay.
Hmm.
Am I high? What's going on?
Do I take a lot of damage if I, like, cut my hand and pour, like, a little bit more on it? Like, let's say a liter or something?
Oh,
so
my God. Like, go all in.
Yeah, I'm going to say you're going to lose some hit points for that.
Mm.
Is there any...
What do the rest of you do while you look at him, like, pull out, like, he pricked his finger.
I'm just fascinated by it.
And he's looking at his hand with the knife, kind of. You get the idea he's debating internally.
Super stupid.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I'm going to start moving toward, like, out of the...
the blast range.
Yeah. We all understand that these were the dwarven god of blood.
I want to move away from him.
Death.
We're all walking away.
You're the one messing with forces that you don't understand.
Yeah.
I think it might need a little more blood, and then it's going to give
all
us loot.
I don't think that's how it works. It's not a vending machine.
Yeah, right.
It's
I mean,
not an ATM.
go ahead if you want to, but I'm going to stand back here while you do it.
I would rather have someone else's blood, though.
Well, no, that's not the way this works.
So let's play a game for a second. Let's say years ago when these sacrifices used to happen, that something good happened to whoever got sacrificed. So wouldn't you think that there wouldn't be quite, there'd be like just drops of blood all over?
Instead of a whole body's worth of blood?
Yeah.
Maybe they sacrificed a cow or a dinosaur or something and it wasn't. It just was a small amount of blood for them.
Maybe.
Dinosaurs,
Is a dinosaur going to fit in this cavern?
I don't know.
No.
I think I'm gonna.
I mean, you go for it. You do.
No,
you.
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Oh God! Sorry. It's great.
Wait, can I do detect magic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cast detect magic.
Please do.
You want to cast it as a ritual to save yourself the spell slot?
Is that possible?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just take 10 minutes to cast it.
Okay, I'll take 10 minutes to cast it.
What do the rest of you do while you're sitting there casting a spell?
Search for hidden compartments and doors.
Yeah, poke around the room searching for stuff.
Yeah.
Make me a perception check.
Can I do the fall ritual spells, basically?
Ritual spells, yes.
Ooh.
They're the ones that are marked with an R.
But I have to have learned them.
Yes.
22.
15.
6. It's really dusty.
For perception.
Guys.
Yeah.
17.
All right. Give me. Just put on this map with your character's first initial. What part of the area you're searching?
Just circle the whole room.
put it in one square.
Just B.
I need
to subtract 10 gold for the familiar, right?
Yeah, if you haven't already. Guess what? People just gave you 10 gold. Did you
But I already put the 10 gold here. So I'm back to 15.
I like that my initials are BT dubs.
This is the altar?
Yeah.
Whoa.
need to mark something for the detect magic?
Are
no.
You gonna, oh, okay.
They're searching.
Ar- so square.
They're searching around while you cast your spell.
But I don't need to choose where. It's just the whole room.
Yeah, when you cast it, you'll be able to. It'll just be like a 30-foot.
It's 30-foot radius.
You'll just be able to like.
I definitely won't be able to see the altar.
Beep 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 beep.
Not that there was anything magical.
We found that barrel. That barrel last time. Remember, it lit up the whole room.
Yeah. All right. So.
Indeed.
Alright.
It's time.
That noise.
Alright, so. You guys find some stuff.
Yay!
Bane. Yara, you. Oh.
No.
Oh, that's Furiosa. Furiosa, Bane, Yara, you all find secret doors.
What? What even is my terrible role?
Oh, wait, what'd you get? I thought you got like a.
All find secret doors?
I think I got like a 6 or something.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Oh.
You don't find a secret door.
You don't. No secret door for you.
There's no secret door there. No.
We thought there was here.
This is a really cloudy, dusty region of this room.
So, Bane, you find a secret door on the other side of the altar that goes out this way. Secret door that goes out this way.
Okay.
There's like a hallway that goes down. Yara, you find one to the top. There's like a hallway that goes down and arches over.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Botswana, you actually find there was a hole in this pillar, like a secret compartment.
Okay.
And inside, you open the door, and all these dwarf skulls tumble out.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's pretty grotesque.
Hallelujah! Raining dwarf skulls. Awesome.
But, when you look in there after the dwarf skulls find out, you see a unlocked stone coffer.
Okay.
Inside, you find 15 gemstones, each worth 10 gold apiece.
So there's 150 gold.
Yeah.
Can I just put it in as
gold?
Can I just put it in as gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just gonna kick that?
Huh?
You tell anybody about it? You're just like, yo,
the pirate. I'm gonna fucking pocket that shit. Sorry, y'all.
Did we see that?
Do you want me to stealth it?
Roll me a stealth check.
Because of the skulls. Oh no!
What'd you get?
Nat 1!
Oh yeah! So, actually, let's just say that the skulls roll out, and then you hear just this loud tink, 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 tink as these gemstones fall out with them.
I still am going to pocket them though.
You see Botswana hurriedly, like, and obviously trying to, like, make it, like, be stealthy about it, but completely failing to, like, quickly.
And then Botswana says, ooh, gems!
Oh, did you find something over there?
No.
Then yeah, you already found the secret door. You, with your detect magic, detect just the faintest drop-sized amount of divination magic coming from the altar.
Divination magic.
Mm-hmm.
What does divination mean?
Divination is a school of magic that is kind of like. Grants insight.
Hmm. Kind of like seeing the future.
Knowing.
Or seeing
someone
at a distance. Scrying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean someone could have done what you just did to me with a spell? Or does that mean this altar might grant divination?
Yeah, Chris, what'd you do to him?
That just means that whatever happened to you was of that school of magic.
Yeah, yeah, you're not sure what. Owe me an arcana check.
Oh, there you go.
A what?
Arcana check.
Do you do D20 and then check
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
Arcane or?
Yeah, Arcana, yeah.
16.
You get the idea that whatever you did and activated was from that school of magic.
Okay.
And I also just sent you guys a handy guide that will tell you what all the schools of magic do. It's very.
Yay.
It's very, very cute. Alright, so. You guys found some secret doors. What do you do?
Are we not going to do anything about the gems she just pocketed?
Do you say
do you
that?
Know that?
Yeah, I say that.
This is in character. Okay.
I found them.
But I mean, we all found this, right? We were fighting here together against these monsters. No.
You got your blood altar. I got my gems.
Yeah, isn't it kind of finders keepers?
Yeah.
So...
No, we all pool our resources together and then divide them out equally at the end. We're a team. We're
a
team player.
What do I find over in my little area?
Yeah, kind of the hallway that goes down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in
there?
Can I go down there?
Yeah, you look down the hallway. It kind of curves here. But then there's like a bunch of rubble. And you kind of get the idea that it keeps going, but the rubble's blocking the path.
Okay. Do I feel a breeze or anything coming from there? Like, there might be something on the other end?
Oh. Yeah, you get the idea that... you definitely can kind of almost... like you can just see like a narrow crack, that this hallway definitely continues past that point. But it's definitely very blocked by this rubble.
But I'm gigantic. I can move that out of the way.
It would take a long time.
Like how long?
Days.
How big is the crack?
Ooh, could his back go through?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the back could go through.
Yeah.
The bed has another door to it, unfortunately.
You found the hole. You found
the
wall. This isn't communism.
Obviously, I would share
with
him.
My bed, unfortunately.
Aww.
Alright,
I want to command Mrs. Sparkles to land on the altar.
Oh, no!
You realize he's not a living, breathing actual, like, he's not...
He doesn't have blood?
He's like a fairy or whatever.
Okay, so I command you to find that hole in it.
Hold on, let me look at the spell.
Oh my god. Why don't you just use your own blood again?
Because I don't want to take damage.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I could take some damage.
Don't you? Do we have healing potions?
Yeah, whenever you... It doesn't bleed, it just disappears whenever you kill it.
Okay, so no. Yeah, in that case... Do my hit points regenerate when you sleep?
Yeah.
You can also take a short rest and spend your hit die.
I'll just... put a little more blood from my hand on it. Like, a good amount, but...
How many hit points of blood do you spend?
Like I'm at 9, right? I mean, I need to commit to the sacrifice, right? To
but
show that I'm... I need to show that I'm serious.
Yeah.
So I'm going to commit 8 hit points of blood.
God damn!
Otherwise, what kind of sacrifice would it be? What if I commit 9? Do I just go unconscious or do I die?
You go unconscious.
You pass right
no
the fuck out.
But I mean, maybe that's an actual... sacrifice to do that, right?
It's up to you. What do
you spent 9 then.
You're so committed to this. I love it.
Alright, we'll get back to that.
I'm a young necromancer. I want to, you know, fight my demon friends.
You're
stuff.
Never going to have a chance to become an old necromancer.
That's fine.
So you guys, the rest of you, you see him just go up and, like, slit a wrist. And he looks at it and just kind of does this. And then after about 6 seconds, he just collapses on top of the altar.
Oh, gosh. Can you fix that?
I can fix the symptom, but not the cause.
Fair enough.
All right,
it would be useful to have him later.
I'll saunter up to the slump over the altar. And I'll be like, way up!
Oh, God!
I'll give him 7 hit points back.
So we're alive again.
Yeah, you wake back up.
Oh,
what is going on?
Why did you do that?
Give me
it seemed like a good idea.
How?
I've got more for you.
Do you need note cards?
No.
Like a
post-it?
I got post-it
notes. Oh
DM's
my
friend.
God.
I got plenty of stuff. I just gotta...
Yeah, I'll help you out.
My body hurts a little bit from laughing so hard.
What are you...
Here, let me just... Hey, I'll pass. That's
I don't know. I'd like to give him an inspiration.
What does it mean?
Oh, well, you'll find out.
You're cursed.
Are we giving inspiration?
Oh, yeah, inspiration. Everybody just starts. You get inspiration every session.
Okay. What does inspiration mean?
You can use that to reroll.
You can use it to reroll a die.
Kind of like a save your bacon.
There's a spot for the die.
So if you roll poorly, you can be like, I'm going to use my inspiration.
Oh, how much do we get?
Like that nat 1. I should have rerolled.
You get it once per session.
So we have 2 now?
Just 1, and it expires.
It caps at 1.
Yeah. You either have it or you don't. It's like rhythm.
Just for you or
everybody? So yeah. We all get 1.
So mm-hmm. 1, yeah?
I've got a token.
Nice.
Is that a pop?
A slammer, if anything.
Redeem for advantage. This is much more. This is very. I
wish
like
I had
that.
More of them. I'd steal them.
So that you could really throw it whenever you're like.
What's inspiration? From? I got this inspiration token from somewhere.
A like worker.
Yeah, I would assume. Or from an earlier in-house D&D game. Probably involving Terror of Nia Dragons, because it has that on the back.
So. Hmm. Oh, my
God. D&D.
Back when they had D&D pugs.
I know. D&D.
Boy. Is there actually something in there about that?
Yeah, man. Hmm?
Really? Is there something in there about everything? What if I'd eaten the altar?
What's your race? Tiefling, right?
Yeah.
Tiefling.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the metal dice?
You thought I was racist against no.
We saw some at the, at, was it PAX?
Yeah. And I wanted to buy really some, nice. That wasn't in the 22%.
If you guys go to Die Hard Dice, there's a coupon code. We can get it to you.
Sorry, I know this makes for exciting audio, but...
Something really terrible is happening. I'm just waiting. It's great. You're gonna get note carded.
It was?
Note carded.
What is that?
This is gonna live with you forever!
The tests. I hope something that lives with me forever is coming out of this.
I don't think you're gonna be happy about this.
But shouldn't you sometimes be happy about it?
I don't know. We're gonna see.
I feel good about this. I think
I'm glad you're
it'll
very
be helpful.
I'm glad you're positive about this.
Yeah. Did I break the game?
No.
Nope. Oh, my imagination. Wasting spells on people killing themselves on an evil, obviously evil altar. What do you mean? What part of that sentence was unclear? Killing themselves on an obviously evil altar.
How do you know it's obviously evil?
It's covered in blood.
Covered in blood.
Necromancy, though.
Just roll me a d20.
Four.
Oh, no. Do you want to use your inspiration?
Wait, can I use my inspiration to roll again?
Don't worry about it.
No.
Huh? Don't worry about it.
Did you say yes?
That means it's not worth it.
Okay.
No. You get what you get.
So, back to the point, necromancy sometimes does things that look evil, but has a bad reputation. Like, maybe those were dying people and they sacrificed themselves to heal people who could be saved.
You
were the most optimistic necromancer.
Yeah. I didn't get that vibe from the dwarves in the description of Abathor. And their evilly leering dwarven statues outside this temple.
Maybe they are misunderstood.
Maybe.
Oh god, I love it.
Most paladins I know don't have a temple, don't have an altar covered in blood in their house. Most paladins.
I can't believe he's still working on
it. I wouldn't say this. This altar is covered in blood.
It is now.
Yeah, well.
Since you opened your wrist on it. God.
And it died.
2 liter bottle of blood. I didn't even know the human body had that much blood in it.
Oh my goodness.
Are you a warlock?
No. I would have been. Maybe.
Might be now.
Just for you.
Where's my note?
Can you tell us?
Do I want to
know.
Can
I want to know.
It's up to you whether to share it or not.
We'll make fun of you either way.
Are you afraid that we're going to outcast you?
Oh. All right, so, meanwhile, you command your bat. If you can't read my handwriting.
If I choose the other option, that's like... Is this going to be known?
Yeah. You don't have to... Save it.
What do you mean save it?
You don't have to use it now.
Oh, I can use it later.
Yeah, okay. Save it. But until you use it, you have that penalty in the upper right corner.
Okay, and then I put that down now, right?
Yep. So it'd be the number at the top of the center.
All this.
Yep.
That's not bad.
I don't know. He's first level.
I don't understand the first one, though.
I mean, after session talk.
I'll tell you later.
That's an after session.
Put it in your folder. I'll tell you all about it later.
You're basically dead.
Did she get her food? Mm-hmm. Okay, she's just sitting there looking away from the dish. She's like, I did a shameful thing. Alright, so you command your bat, and your bat sees that this tunnel actually continues. And it apparently ends, it ends there, but it keeps going like this after the rubble.
So is there another door there, maybe?
Looks to be like a secret door maybe there.
Okay.
Cool.
So it's just a hallway, basically?
But is it very hard for us to get through there?
Well, through this side, there's no rubble on this side.
Oh, okay.
So if we're looking for it, can we find that door?
Yeah. Now that once you point it out, you guys find there's
a... clearly there's a secret door here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this where you searched?
No.
What is with my door?
This hallway goes up, and then goes, there's like a little bit of a collapsed hallway there, but then it goes down this way, and then there is a doorway.
Okay. So can we try to open the new secret door?
Yeah, this secret door there opens up right away.
So
is there anything in there?
Yeah, I want to explore that.
I want to go inside first.
No.
Otherwise, I won't tell anyone about it.
It's my door.
Because some gems got stolen from me.
How many gems, precisely?
I couldn't see. She grabbed them so fast.
All right, so while you're doing that, you go down this hallway.
Yeah.
There's a doorway there. What do you do?
Oh, well, there's a door, right? A closed door?
Yes.
I'm going to open it.
All right, the room opens up. And there's a room there, and there's like three beds.
Beds. Oh, beds. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, right?
What?
Army papers. Stop.
Fucking
dicks. Rubs. I have to tell you all about them.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there's like, so there's like three beds that appear to be like rotten and decayed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Brody.
Rotten and decayed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna.
Is one of them too big and one too
small?
They're all like, they're all dwarf sized.
Just gonna look for stuff there. Is there something valuable in there?
Are any of them covered in blood? Yes.
Never gonna live this down.
I'm sure next session will be completed.
Now, necromancer, gonna try. Right.
You find it looks to be 10 gold pieces in a little sack that's hidden under one of the beds where, like, you think it was under where the mattress used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself 10 gold.
Okay. And so the gold is in the little sack.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rest of you, this hallway appears to be empty. What do you do?
Hmm. I mean, have we found everything?
Yeah, Chris, tell us.
I mean,
you want me to answer that question?
You're so mad about it.
Sorry.
I was going to say the collapsed hallway.
This hallway?
No, up at the top.
This one?
No, the one she. Yeah.
Oh.
You said that one was collapsed.
Yeah,
right?
There's no like way through it.
There's no way through it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, unless you guys. I'll search the other three columns just in case. That's where I got my gems.
Right. None of the other columns appear to be. What else are you guys doing?
I wanted to check that hallway that we opened.
Let me an investigate check. Or, sorry, perception check.
Perception check. Mm-hmm. Can I reroll with my
inspiration? Yeah.
13 plus 0, so 13.
You find there's another doorway here.
Oh, nice. Doorways.
Does it open?
It does, in fact, open.
Ooh. What's in it? And what is it covered in?
Never gonna live this down.
So there's, like, two doors on either side. And then the hallway ends with, like, kind of, like, some more rubble.
I'll try one of the doors.
Which one? What are the rest of you doing while he's doing this?
Well, I'll follow him in.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, I'm ready.
He went into this hallway, he found another door here, and so now he's like down here in this hallway.
Yeah,
right. You all are together?
Yeah.
Right, so do you want to do the drop dead for no reason?
North door or the south
he
door?
He has questionable decision making powers. I think
south
he
door.
Needs help.
This one?
Yeah.
Can we open them simultaneously?
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that?
One, two, three,
four. Simultaneously?
Yeah.
Why? What if there's monsters behind each of these?
No. What if you open one of them and it causes something bad to happen?
No.
You want
to? Okay. You just want loot out of the other door.
Yes.
No, I'll open mine.
People get real possessed about doors.
You said south, right?
Yes, it's south, not this one.
Huh? Is that the south one, Chris?
Oh, you're doing the south one? I thought you were doing both simultaneously.
No.
That would be ridiculous.
I want to do it simultaneously. But.
I was on board for this plan.
Chris can't read maps upside down, apparently.
Tale of two doors.
Alright, so you open up this room. You see sort of a partially collapsed room. Half buried here in the kind of in the rubble here, you see the skeleton of a dwarf priest wearing this rotted red leather armor.
Oh.
Mm. Kind of like half trapped under the rubble. So it's more skeleton now at this point than anything else. So there is some stray hair.
Is there only the armor, nothing else?
Do you search him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, you walk up and look at him, and you see a necklace around his neck. It's a tiny jeweled dagger and a silver chain.
Oh,
with a dwarvish inscription written.
So it's just one thing.
Just one thing.
I'll take that.
Okay. Hey, as he's taking it, does it look like a sharp dagger? Could he actually use it to cut something? His own hand with it.
Yeah.
So I warn him. I say, "Don't use that dagger to cut yourself.
Never
cut
gonna
your own
live
hand.
This down."
I'm gonna be fine.
Okay.
So you guys are doing that. What about the rest of you? You gonna search north?
I'll go north.
I didn't take the armor. Someone who can use it.
The armor is
rotted.
Oh, it doesn't.
Right,
yeah.
So
behold the wages of
Yara,
sin.
Yara, Beswana, and Bane. You guys are gonna do the north.
Mm-hmm.
Or Yara is gonna look at her standing stone.
She's out of it.
No.
Oh, were you looking at your phone? Or were you asleep?
Yep. No, phone.
I asked if Yara was on her sending stone, and then you didn't reply.
She's not.
Alright, so there's another room here, which looks to be... Everything kind of appears to be symmetrical there. Okay. And it's just an empty room. There's a stone wardrobe against the wall that holds two more suits of this red leather armor that are both rotted.
Oh. Okay. Anything else in there?
No.
Okay.
Say what you will about these evil priests, but they were snappy dressers.
Do we know what the amulet does?
No.
How do we find out?
Detect magic.
Well, it's still up, isn't it? Isn't it an hour?
Oh, yeah, probably. It's not magical. Okay, so no, he passed out. He passed out after casting the magic.
Sorry, my bad.
You're dead.
Okay. Well, I mean, if that's it, let's head out.
That's it?
I think so.
Cool. Did we check everything?
Looks like we did.
So we killed the blobbies. Mm-hmm. We checked most of the things. You did. Somebody did something stupid.
Somebody stole a bunch of
gems. Dwarves. That's what we're here for. All
right, if we don't divvy up these gems, I'm narking on them to the dwarves.
Huh? What?
I said, if we don't divvy up these gems, I'm telling the dwarves we found them.
Well, I can run faster than you can. So.
The dwarf said we could keep everything in here, right?
Did they?
They said they'd come to an accord, like a mutually agreeable accord.
And there was this whole insurance thing about damage and a bunch of dwarven skulls falling out of a pillar.
Oh, is that damage?
Might be
considered
damage.
We don't have to tell them about that.
I know, there's a lot of things we don't have to tell them. If only some gems would cross other palms, this wouldn't be a problem.
I'll pull out a handful of 5 gems and hand them to you.
Alright.
I didn't get any gems, what about the rest but of I also us? Didn't find any. And that's just fair.
I didn't find anything in there.
I'll give 5 to everybody. That's 5, 10,
15, 20. It's maybe 3 to everybody, because you found 15 gems.
Oh, I was doing it in gold.
Oh. Right. So 3.
No, I'll give 1 to everybody.
So each gem is worth 10 gold pieces.
Okay. So we get 10.
So we each get 10 gold?
Yeah, you each get 10 gold.
And then I subtract 30.
40.
1, 2, 3, 4. 40.
Okay.
I just made 10 gold. And we all
I'm still satisfied with this.
And we all ended up with the same number of gems.
Yep, exactly. Great teamwork, guys.
Does money go in treasure?
Wherever you want.
Okay.
There's one in the bottom center of your first page. Oh, you have different ones than we do, yeah. Never mind. Oh, there it is.
Do I put the amulet down?
Bottom center.
Yeah, just write it
in those little circles.
Oh. Write it on your inventory.
Is there a name or anything? It doesn't matter. It's just a general.
You can just write it down as evil amulet.
Evil. Obviously.
Does anything happen when I put it around my neck?
It looks fashionable.
I'll put it around my neck.
You can try.
You can call it an Abathor amulet if you'd like.
Say what you will.
I'll go with evil amulet. That sounds good.
Happy dress.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you come back out, back down the stairs. You see Dazlin and Norbus sitting there. Both of them are eating like a nice looking sandwich, kind of talking.
What are they getting? In
dwarven.
Yeah.
They look at you two. They're like, you're back.
Indeed, we are.
Slimes killed.
Yeah.
Took you a while.
There were slimes.
Excuse me. There were a couple.
We also found some secret doors.
Oh, could you show us?
Of course.
We left them open.
I'll show them. No one else wants to go back.
Alright.
Boswana is continuing to make her way towards the door.
Alright, so who's coming with Furios?
The dwarves.
I'm going for the door.
So you two are not with the dwarves, you two are with the dwarves. How about you, babe?
You're going with the dwarves or not?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going with the dwarves.
Yeah, so it's you two that aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
so you two just gonna hang out outside.
I'm taking measured steps backwards.
Measured?
Anyway,
so yeah, so as you can see down here in the south, there's a door here, and there's a rubble, blah, blah, blah.
I don't want to
hear anymore. I say, oh wow, look at that pile of skull.
Yeah,
that was there when we came here.
Don't be a deception.
Okay.
Thanks.
They say, well, fascinating. We didn't make it that far in before we were attacked by the strange jellies.
Yeah, the weird pile of skulls.
When you guys get to here, they say, ooh. They say, we think that the main room of this temple is beyond here.
Dang it! We stopped too soon!
They say, if you and your crew, you know, would help clear out this rubble, we'd maybe, you know, split what's ever back there with you. Since this whole temple seems to have been a dud.
Yeah, I'm in.
If you guys shout that for evil us, altar? We will come help.
They kind of look at it, they're like, were you wearing a necklace of Abathur when you went in there?
Yeah.
The other one says, are you some sort of evil dwarf god worshipper?
No. Manifest is onto me.
Roll me a deception check.
Should have put it on my neck. Where's the...
Right there. Are you guys going to yell for us to come in and help with the rubble?
Yeah, well, they'll summon you.
Oh. Okay.
11.
Okay. I think so.
All right. So, there are 5, 6, 7 of you. Let's see how long this will take.
I look at my watch. What am I made of?
So it'll take a half a day to clear it out if we're all working together.
Okay, so it takes 3/4 of a day.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say we get half of it?
Yeah.
But we are like, should we split it per person? That seems fairer, right? Because we're all equally doing work here.
You're...
And we also killed the slime in here.
Yeah, but look, now you've got these sending stones for our agreement. Our slimes are...
The
slimes were a separate agreement, I agree.
All right, you drive a hard bargain, but we'll split it evenly 7 ways.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, 7, okay.
And I'm just...
What about my bed?
Your bed doesn't count.
One of them says something in Dwarven that sounds quite rude.
I say something rude and infernal.
I gave the sending stones to each of you because I am telepathic, so I don't need one.
All right. So you guys spend a half a day clearing out the rubble that goes back to this back room. And then you find this large chamber that I'm calling the Hall of Greed.
this chamber sounds awesome.
So in this alcove, it's sort of this large circular alcove that kind of ends this hall. You see in the south wall just this rubble. This looks like there'd be like bits and pieces of a carved statue. And to the north, you see a statue of a dwarf with horns, which stares greedily at a glowing green gem in its hands.
Ooh.
Oh.
What is that?
We do see what? A statue of?
It's a dwarf with horns, and it's got this sort of evil grin, and it's staring down at its hands, and in its hands are this glowing green gem. Very large gem, maybe about the size of...
Oh, damn.
I asked the Dazzlin and the other guy, is that a statue of Abathur?
Yeah, that looks like Abathur, all right. You can tell by the evil grin. And the greed look in its eyes.
And the horns?
Horns, yeah. And the stagger symbol, they say, kind of looking over it. Yeah, Kire.
Maybe.
Every dagger can't be a symbol of Abathur.
They kind of squint and they say that your amulet says something on there in Dwarvish. You know what it says?
I don't read Dwarvish.
Why do you?
What does it say?
It says greed is good.
I agree.
That's great for you.
This reminds me of the play The Warg of Wall Street.
So do we want to go fetch that green stone for
us? Do you want to maybe detect magic on it first?
You maybe want to check and see if it's trapped as well? Like maybe you take it from the thing that shoots with you?
Ritually.
All right. The gem is vibrating with a strong evocation magic.
Mm. What is evocation?
Well, look, go to Messenger on your phone. No, it's evocation is destroying stuff.
The stone itself. So it's like a hand grenade?
So no, like fireball, right?
If you touch it, like Does it mean like if you touch with that happens, or the thing can do it, or
that's just the school it is. So it's just like a bubble.
But yeah,
the destruction unclear. Things fit
it's
in.
It's unclear what it does. All you know is that the magical school that it's associated with is the magical school of blowing stuff up.
Or could that mean it blows up when we take it, or could it mean the stone can blow stuff up? We don't.
It
know.
Could mean any of that. Okay. You don't know.
Can I ask my bet to go grab it from me?
Sure.
I'll ask my bet to go grab
what
it.
What happens
from
when his bat blows up?
It just disappears.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so you're all looking at this statue.
We're like, oh, let's see what happens now.
So you send the bat over?
I think, is it a better idea?
I'll
send
so.
The bat over, yeah.
I'll take one giant, step backwards.
Oh,
from,
far away.
Yeah, out of curiosity.
From this guy. I'd say I'm about 10 feet back from the middle of the room. So, like, wherever the statue is. Statue, middle of the room, 10 feet from that.
So you're against the other wall.
Oh, the room only like 20 feet?
The room is 20 feet wide.
Oh. Then yeah, that's fine.
I'm probably in the center.
Center of the room, mm-hmm. against the wall.
Yeah, I'm probably in the center.
I'm close to the door.
Okay.
I'm in the back as well.
So you two are in the back against the wall.
Yep.
You two are kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You're by the door. You send the bat over to pick up the gem.
Yeah.
All right, I need you to make me... Everybody but you two to make me dexterity saving throws.
Wait, everybody but the two are by the back of the wall?
Yep.
But I'm just as far away when I'm.
No, you're not.
No, you're not!
You're by the door.
But I thought the thing is in the middle.
No, it's against the north wall.
The statue's against the wall in the north.
Yeah.
You three are here, and those two are back here.
I'm going to use my inspiration for that.
What do I,
yeah,
what
I
do
used
roll?
My inspiration.
Mom rolled twos twice in a row!
D20 plus.
Oh, no.
Plus your dexterity saving throw.
I hope I don't
where
die.
Where do I find that?
It'll be... saving throws are near the top. You probably don't have it because you're a warlock, so it'll just be your dexterity.
No, it's plus two.
Not because
yeah.
it's not, these are your only two saving throws that you actually
but you
have.
Still get that
yeah,
plus
you just get this bonus.
Oh, so
no.
It's eight.
So, in fact, I just got a two.
Total?
Yep.
Two, eight...
21.
Oh.
Well, you succeed.
I hope so.
I hope you'll save
well,
my
well,
life
my bat,
when I die.
That's
pissing away spells.
You're going to have to resummon that bat.
That's the bad news, saving
you. Yara, after this, what happened? Whatever happens, Yara and I high five each other.
What about my bat?
What about the dwarves? Where were they?
They're in the back wall.
Oh, okay.
Of course they are. It's high-fiving.
Yeah.
So you both take 31 points of damage.
Oh my god!
I'm dead.
You're not dead. You're at zero.
No, I have 13 hit points.
Yeah.
That's double my life. I'm dead, right?
Yeah.
Double dead?
I mean, alright, but,
So you're going to
we're both knocked yeah. unconscious.
If you lose double your hit points normally, your character is ended.
Can you be resurrected?
No.
Okay, no?
That
like, maybe if you have, like, 10,000 gold, but we do not have 10,000 gold.
Well, I guess your next character is something else.
Right! But we're doing a DM fiat on this.
I search your body and find 5 gems.
Fuck you! Not body. I am not dead.
All right, well, they both are unconscious. You took 15.
Okay.
So you're at 4.
Oh, okay, good.
You two are fine.
Yeah,
we're good. How am I
the,
four?
The bodies of your friends chill.
What was it? Was it fire? What did I see before I died?
Just yeah. A bunch of pieces of statue flying yeah. towards you.
Your own poor decisions trapped. Throughout the past several rounds.
Not my poor decisions!
You're like, son of a... And that's how you know.
So the statue just explodes as your bat picks up the gem. Oh, your bat also just evaporates.
She does get a chance to live?
No.
Before I die, I cry, Mrs. Sparkles!
I mean, you can resummon her, so.
Still, it's not so painful.
If you live.
Alright, I need you both to make me a death save.
A what?
A death save.
How would I do that?
What'd you get? Is it a natural one? So you get two failures.
I know.
What are you?
I don't
know what that means.
I'm rolling a new character.
Those gems are as good as mine.
So that's a failure. Three failures and you're dead.
All right, awesome.
So what happens?
So you check off.
Put a check mark right on the
failure. A healing word.
So I get two failures?
No,
just one. She got two because she rolled one.
A healing word. I can't remember anybody's name.
They're right here.
Caitlin's character.
Chris.
Thank you.
Chris.
Bastawana.
Bastawana.
Thank you!
All right, you get back some hit points.
Okay.
You get back, seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take that.
Do you do any rifling before you...
I don't think there's time to rifle for
long. I'm right. Really dying.
Roll me another death save.
Another one? Why?
You keep rolling them until you either get three successes or three failures.
17.
So it's a success.
Right.
Success. So mark a success?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm tired of using all this spell garbage. I go over and attempt some medicine check to stay.
All right, roll me a medicine check to see if you get a 15 or higher.
Oh, I mean 19.
All right, you're stable, but you're unconscious still.
Okay.
So that's 0 hit points or 1?
He's at 0.
Damn.
Can I do anything to help them?
I rifle for his.
Do you have any healing potions or anything like that?
Nah.
No. We did not stock up before we left town.
Should we have?
Yeah, we should have, apparently.
maybe
it's
we
a little
should
extreme
take...
that there's an explosion that takes 3 times our hit points.
It's
like the second quest.
If only there was some clue.
I mean,
if only there was pieces of a shattered statue to warn you.
But I said the bat.
No,
you said the bat, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna step back to say 10 feet away from the statue.
I didn't know it was just 10 feet.
Oh,
is the gem still around?
No, it gone.
It gone. It gone.
Maybe we should rest here for the evening. And maybe everyone's hit points will return in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Dazzlin and Orbis say, oh, that was ill-advised.
You think?
You think?
Welcome to D&D.
Where the traps will kill you sometimes.
Would checking of traps worked?
Probably, yeah.
No,
I didn't
no.
do that.
He mentioned it. You just were like, I'm sending my bat.
Feel a little safe.
Hey, yeah. Hey. You're new to D&D. This is how you learn all the fun. All the fun that can happen in
now
D&D.
Now you know.
Hey,
wait. Does this thing work now when I'm unconscious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this permanent?
You save it. You might want to save it. It's not permanent, no. It just says a one-time.
Alright, so long rest?
Long rest.
Alright, so you guys drag Kirei to the front.
Do I get to choose my spells or?
No,
he'll forget hit points in his short rest, so yeah, you.
Hmm?
He's gonna take a short. When he short rests after an hour, he'll get some of his hit dice back if he chooses this.
Oh. Okay.
No, spells. He said spells.
Right, but you're taking a long rest.
Yeah.
So he'll get his spells back.
Okay. No, he wants to choose
can
new
choose
spells.
Yeah,
the spells. Okay.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the long rest.
So okay. He recovers after about an hour.
Yeah, after about an hour, you wake up.
Okay, I get you.
After an hour, you come to and realize you're not dead.
No.
But your gem that you got, make sure it exploded too.
It just
does somebody take the gem off of him?
Does he have
yes.
a gem?
Yes, I take the gem.
Oh.
Which gem?
The one that I gave you, apparently.
The one?
Yeah, so you lose 10 gold.
Sorry, bro.
That's what she get.
So do I notice?
That's a perception check.
I mean, what do you do when you wake up? Did you go through all your stuff?
Check my belongings, yeah.
The gem's gone.
Why don't you believe us?
Where's my gem?
Must have disintegrated when the explosion. I still got mine. I thought
that's
I was
sad.
In the back.
I still have mine.
Hmm?
You still have your gems?
I guess the bodies of all your friends must have shielded.
No, they're all gone.
You two, yours probably took it.
You two took the front of it, so
they
I'm not
exploded.
Surprised.
Dazzlin's just like, you know, you guys have been a real help.
We've been something, all right.
Now that you've all had a chance to catch your breath and your wounds seem to have very quickly stitched themselves shut.
Unlike your mouth.
Probably best that y'all be on your way.
Wait, don't forget about the white dragon.
Oh, they signed the form. We're good. Right?
Yeah.
I'm to the midwife!
time to rescue her, too!
Why did you put quotation marks around it? We did a good job here. Everyone's still alive. It's great.
I mean,
another mission efficiently accomplished.
We're amazing.
So who's taking the stones? What is this?
Oh, that's your sending stone, right?
Yeah, that's our cell phone.
Oh, that's a quest, okay.
Oh, never mind.
But I thought we got two stones.
Here you go.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so you guys take off from the dwarves and head towards the midwife, and that's where we'll pick up our next session. But you guys, dun-da-da-da, level up again!
Yay!
So you're level 3.
These short ones are great. I love leveling up every episode.
It's going to slow down from here.
Oh, okay.
Level 3. Does that mean I get my first level 2 spell?
Yes.
One, or?
I will go through.
How do you roll the hit points thing again?
Your D... What is
D6?
That? So you roll a D6.
Plus 2?
No.
That's it? But it says plus 2.
No, that's...
No, you'll get plus 2 to whatever... No, he'll get plus 2 to whatever he rolls, because he's...
Oh.
Because you get your constitution every...
Yeah.
But the question is, do you do better?
I rolled a 2. What's on a D6?
So, 4.
4?
5.
So, that's five. You'll get 7 more hit points.
So I get up to 20. Mm-hmm.
D10.
What is a
D10? Oh, 7! Nice.
Three.
So you get so a minimum on a D10 for me is a, you get a.
I'm gonna need all the hit points in this
six.
Group. I can tell.
Okay.
And then your constitution is 10, so it's just 6.
You
got the 22.
22.
Yep. All right. What'd you get? A new D12.
D12, which is this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Eight.
Nice. Tight. All right. So, let's see. Third level for the ranger. You get... you'll get a third spell that you know.
Excuse me.
Pick the first level spell list, which I think is... There.
Thank you.
And then you get your ranger archetype, which you've already picked, Beastmaster.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get your beast at the start of the next session.
Ha ha.
Make it a bat eater.
Actually, she's already picked it. It is, in fact. and then you also get, so you'll want to write this under here. So write Beastmaster.
Oh, I forgot about my little trick.
Yeah.
And then you also get Primeval Awareness. P-R-I... M-E-V-A-L... Awareness.
Oh, it's time for Meta Magic!